malware pretending to be ransomware, Apple AirTags could tell someone when you're home, and Lemon Duck gets upgraded. All this and more on this week's episode of Bear Security. Welcome to Bear Security, a weekly quick take on topics affecting our businesses, clients, careers, and communities in cybersecurity. I'm Chris Kly, and here are the stories for the week of May 22nd, 2021. Our top story is about malware that acts like it's ransomware. The Hacker News reported that Microsoft's security intelligence team had posted a series of tweets this week regarding a massive email campaign that's pushing Java-based Strat malware. This particular malware disguises itself as a ransomware infection, appending the file name extension .crimson to files, but not actually encrypting them. Meanwhile, the malware establishes connections to a command and control server where it can be instructed to collect browser passwords, log keystrokes, and run remote commands. The campaign commences with spam emails sent from compromised email accounts, with subjects regarding outgoing payments in the subject line, attempting to trick users to open a malicious PDF document. Microsoft has posted the IOCs associated with this campaign on their GitHub, and you can also read the entire story over at the Hacker News to see more details. Links for both are in the description. If you're using Apple AirTags or looking into buying them, this may be of interest to you. Vice is reporting that security researchers have identified that a feature of Find My that displays when an AirTag was last seen could give away that you are away from your home. By design, an AirTag updates the owner of its position and the last time it transmitted said position via the iPhone Find My app. While the feature is intended to let the owner when the tag was near an iPhone, the owner of the tag could infer, based on this information, the last time their AirTag was near an iPhone. The theory is that since iPhones often travel with their owners, the absence of one at a location could suggest that there are no people around, and through that, tell you not only when they have arrived or left, but also how long they have been away. This could empower someone with ill intentions to leave an AirTag in a place of interest, and if discovered, just say it was a mistake. Researchers believe Apple could mitigate these risks through some changes, but no word yet from Apple. You can read the entire story about the research over on Vice, and links to it are in the description. Cisco Talos published some research last week regarding a cryptocurrency mining botnet named Lemon Duck. They say that since April 2021, they have observed upgraded infrastructure and new components associated with the botnet, which targets unpatched Microsoft Exchange servers and attempts to download and execute payloads for Cobalt Strike DNS beacons. Cisco Talos says shortly after Microsoft had disclosed Exchange server vulnerabilities back on March 2nd, they observed various threat actors, including Lemon Duck, seeking to exploit these vulnerabilities to gain initial exploitation into environments before security patches were made available. The research goes on to advise that once the system is compromised by Lemon Duck, they often attempt to retrieve additional components and modules from attacker-controlled web servers, largely using PowerShell. After initial beaconing and gathering of system information, if the malware succeeds in downloading an additional Base64 encoded portable executable file, that file enables the malware to uninstall or disable multiple AV and security products, Windows updates, and Windows Defender. You can view the full breakdown over on the Talos Intelligence blog with the link in the description. Checkpoint Research published the results of their research regarding how many application developers put their data and users at risk. They observed that third-party services employed by developers were often misconfigured, putting users' personal data and even the developers' own internal resources at risk. Researchers said they were able to access the records of over 100 million users, and all they had to do was attempt to access the data. Data they found included email addresses, passwords, private chats, device location, user identifiers, and more. Apps affected include LogoMaker, AstroGuru, TLeba, Screen Recorder, iFax, and others. Third-party libraries and services are, of course, nothing new, and a developer not doing their due diligence or taking the time to properly configure them can lead to these kinds of situations. The best defense users can take is to be sure to limit permissions to only what is necessary and only download apps that you trust. You can view the full research and how it was conducted by visiting the Checkpoint Research blog through the link in the description. Gartner released a report this week that indicates worldwide spending on information security and risk management technologies is forecast to grow another 12.4% to reach over $150 billion this year. That's double the increase in 2020, which came in at just about 6.4%. Gartner says the growth is relating to continued demand for remote worker technologies, cloud, security, and grappling with security and regulatory demands. You can view the full report over at Gartner via the link in the description. Finally, there are two resources we wanted to mention for those blue teamers or defenders who check out the cast. The first is from the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. CISA has released eviction guidelines for those affected by SolarWinds or M365 and Active Directory compromises associated with it. The second is from the U.S. Department of Defense. The DoD has released their first version of their Zero Trust reference architecture documents. This can be a good resource for those who are looking into considering or deploying a Zero Trust configuration. Links to both of these useful resources are in the description, or you can find them at syntaxbearer.io. That is all for this week's episode of Bear Security. Thanks for tuning in. As always, links for everything mentioned can be found in the description. Come back every Saturday, or visit the website syntaxbearer.io for other formats that are available. Be sure to like and subscribe, and if you have any comments or would like to see us cover something, please let us know. This is Chris Klei signing off. Stay safe out there, friends.